In Iraq today, there was news of the formation of a major electoral alliance. The announcement comes after 2 months of negotiations. The alliance includes Iraq's largest Shiite parties, a prominent Sunni tribe, and smaller non-Shiite groups. It has the blessing of the country's number one Shiite leader, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. The alliance could dominate the national election in January and become Iraq's preeminent political force. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Baghdad.
It was a long and Byzantine process to form such a large Shiite coalition and to include groups from Iraq's other communities, the Sunni Arabs and the Kurds, and from Iraq's numerous minorities. Everyone was looking to Ayatollah Sistani, the elderly Shiite cleric whose political influence has been felt acutely in Iraq from the day Saddam Hussein was overthrown. Ayatollah Sistani has held to one single message: national elections must take place, the sooner the better. They're calling it the United Iraqi Alliance. Hussein al-Sharistani, a key aide to Ayatollah Sistani, says it was a difficult process because Iraqis are a contentious people.
Of course, different political groups have different agendas, different understanding. And this particular alliance have really brought in, if you like, very divergent views, people on the extremes of the political spectrum. So to bring these people together was not an easy thing to do.
The alliance will run a slate of more than 200 candidates for a 275-member National Assembly and will receive seats in the Assembly in proportion to its share of the national vote. Both of the largest Shiite political parties are in, the Dawa Party and the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. These were exile parties during the Saddam Hussein years based in Iran. Many smaller Shiite groups are taking part. There are also Sunni groups, which were especially courted to broaden the appeal of the alliance beyond the Shiite community. Sheikh Fawaz Jarba is probably the most influential Sunni to join. He is the head of the Shamar tribe, one of the largest tribal groups here, representing many Sunnis and some Shia who live in the north of the country around the city of Mosul. The Iraqi insurgency is made up largely of Sunni Arabs, and some formal Sunni groups, such as the Association of Muslim Clerics, have announced they will boycott the election. But Sheikh Jarber expressed the belief that such a boycott will not be effective.
God willing, we hope that they vote in this election. And honestly, if good security conditions are provided, and if it is possible for most of the people, Sunnis and non-Sunnis, to participate, the Iraqi people hope from this election to form a national government that could accomplish achievements for the nation.
One other big problem this alliance faced was whether to include the young firebrand Shiite militia leader Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr led an insurgency earlier this year based in the southern city of Najaf, but then, under pressure from Ayatollah Sistani, he agreed to lay down his arms and consider participating in the electoral process. Sadr's talks with the alliance were brokered by Ahmed Shalabi, once the Pentagon's favorite here, but no longer on close terms with the U.S. government. Shalabi's name will be on the alliance's slate, but he said Sadr's will not. Still, Sadr will support the alliance's candidates, Shalabi said, but he has an issue with the elections being held while U.S. troops remain in the country.
They decided for them it's better to support the slate and to support people in it, but not to announce that they are part of the electoral process. Their view is that they want to participate in elections when there is the security is entirely in the hands of the Iraqi government, but they are strongly supporting this list.
That issue, the continued presence of U.S. troops here, figures strongly in the political calculation of the alliance. Its leaders today were reluctant to discuss the specifics of their political program, other than the issue of the U.S. troop presence, which Hussein al-Sharistani addressed directly.
The alliance expects, once a new government is elected, to start negotiation with the multinational forces and through the United Nations to put a time scale for the withdrawal of troops from the country and to normalize the situation.
This is perhaps the first indication that if this alliance dominates January's election, as it is expected to, the continued presence of American troops will be at the top of its political agenda. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.